The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Matt Spiegel got on with some takes that were pure gold.
A little too much Parkinson.
Afternoons on the Score.
We've never really taken your temperature on Field of Dreams. Craig,
terrible movie. Unwatchable. Horrid.
Yes!
It's an unwatchable piece of trash.
I'm so anyone proud
that's,
of you.
Yeah. Burns, if anyone says it's a watchable movie, they're an idiot. It's horrid. It's
God. Terrible people. I'm surrounded by horrible people.
That's not a good movie.
Cody Decker. Oh, and then Adam Studzinski piling on. You're a football guy first.
Cody Decker, you mean one-time center fielder for the Odyssey softball team next week? That Cody Decker?
That's the guy.
Wow.
Hating on Field of Dreams. Feel the Dream was a...
Cody Decker of the Odyssey softball team.
Really? Is that who he is?
Yeah. Good Bill Fichtner of 670 The Score. Cody Decker of the Odyssey softball team.
So the Field of Dream games is coming up.
Thursday.
This Thursday.
Yeah.
Last year, Joe Buck on the call, Tim Anderson walk-off home run, White Sox Yankees into the cornfield, beautifully telegenic night. The broadcast, I believe, won a sports Emmy for the production element of it. It was true. Kevin Costner walked out, surprised everybody. Unbelievable.
I think the corn game.
Yeah, in the corn game.
Referred to as the corn game. That's how it's known, the corn game. Tony La Russa, he's hip. He's with it.
He sits and coach.
He was managing baseball 30 years before Field of Dreams came out, approximately.
I think the next day after the corn game was...
I didn't fact check that, Shane. It was not literally 30 years.
As over the moon as I've ever seen you about a baseball game on TV.
It was incredible.
You had such a good time.
Oh, I mean, that game, everything about that game was awesome and forward-thinking and smart by baseball. Everything about it.
I agree. And that's why... A man like me is going to take a vacation day on Thursday. I will miss the Parkinson Spiegel show.
Right.
As I'm going to drive 4 hours, go see a baseball game in a cornfield for a remarkably high amount of money that I don't really have the ability to afford.
Well, I want to talk to you about that.
Right now.
We have to disclose the figure.
Okay. Well, we can. We'll get there. But... And then probably turn around and drive 4 hours home because hotels are not really gettable out there in Iowa.
It's going to be more than 4 hours because it's going to take you 2 hours to get out of that area.
That's one road in and one road out, my
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
So right. But Ranji left early to beat the traffic last year, so when this game is terrible, you could always just do that. Because you also, let's not... So you are going to drive 4 hours there.
Yeah.
If you stay the full nine, probably 5 or 6 hours home,
yeah.
Spend a lot of money on tickets to watch the 44-63 Cincinnati Reds take on the 43-64 Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
Because the battle for third, fourth, and fifth in the NL Central is very much up in the air, ladies and gentlemen. This series could swing who finishes third versus fifth with the Pirates in contention.
You're going to miss out on the most entertaining point of the game where Ian Happ and Joey Votto have two-way microphones. You won't even get to experience that. We'll have a better experience of the game than you will.
That's true.
It could very well be a better game on TV than it is in person,
yeah.
is what you're saying.
So let's talk specifics. So you found a way to purchase face value tickets to the game. How much?
It hurts. This is, I know everybody thinks like, well, you know, we make a lot of money and some of us do, Danny. But some of us do not. It's okay. I'm not crying, but
well, this now this is a little awkward, but yeah, go ahead.
$375 for a bench seat.
Okay.
$450 for a seat with a back on it. So I think they call those chairs.
And how many total? What's the guest list here?
Yeah, who are you bringing?
So far, I think
so
it's,
far.
Well, I have a child who does enjoy going to baseball games, and I will not abandon my boy.
Okay,
three. Well, We're at three. Okay, we're at three
so
right now.
You, Christine, and Ruben.
Yeah.
Now, let me provide some... Go ahead, you finish. Now, I want to provide some context.
We did invite the girls because we didn't want them to feel like they were not invited, and I want them to come, but they cannot come. Actually, I believe one of them is flat out choosing not to go.
Is that Zoe?
Yes.
Yep. Zoe's making the right call.
Zoe's like, drive that long, go sit on a bench, and then drive.
Do you want me to drive that long to sit in the middle of a cornfield to watch two bad teams and then take even longer to get home?
Yeah.
Hard pass.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's why I didn't invite you, Studs.
Well, let's also just be honest here. You're thrilled the daughters aren't coming.
No. No, that's not true. What, in terms of the money?
Yeah, in terms of the money. No, is that not true? Wait, you mean in terms of the money? Yeah. You're thrilled
No, actually, it's not the case, because the whole thing's going to go on a credit card with the hopes that I increase my earning power and potential. You know what I mean?
So, here's the thing, Speaks.
Yeah.
You know me. I am all for father-son opportunity and interaction, although my father does not want to spend that time with me.
Right.
I would still be for you taking your son. That being said, I have experienced a Major League Baseball game with Ruben.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting right next to Ruben.
Uh-huh.
Ruben had to be incentivized and paid to watch the baseball game. You're going to waste $375 on, now, Ruben's a good friend of mine, on Ruben to go to Dyersville, Iowa.
That's your
boy. You're going to pay $375 for that kid to go to that game? He doesn't want to be there.
Here's the thing.
Drop him off with me.
Here's the thing. I was talking yesterday on Hit and Run with Brooks Boyer of the White Sox, Colin Faulkner of the Cubs, the marketing guys, and Brooks Boyer said on the air, said off the air, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Except they're doing it every year.
This is the second time it's happened.
But the Cubs, the fact that it's a team that I know and, like, know some people who are going to be there and stuff, you know? The radio booth, it's our guys. It's Pat and Ron.
Doesn't matter.
But the experience. What, am I going to go back to go see a non Cubs or a Sox game? I wish I was there last year. I was dying to be there last year.
It would have been worth $450 last year.
Yeah.
It would have been worth
$450.
In hindsight.
Well, even without hindsight, those are two of the best teams in the American League.
First time it had ever happened.
Yeah.
You didn't know it was going to be an annual event.
Yes.
Two best teams in the American League, competitive baseball game, the whole thing. First of all, I would say, as I guess the person with more money or whatever you just put on me, there's no difference between $450 and $375.
No.
I know the technical answer there is it's $75.
That is correct.
But there is no difference.
Like
once you've decided to do it, you do not want your number one memory of the game to be, my back was killing me because there were no seat backs on it.
And you don't want to fall backwards and choke on a hot dog bench seat without a back.
I
think the person behind me, their knees are going to make a hell of a backrest.
Yeah.
You know?
I would say if you're debating between the $375 price point and the $450 price
point,
man. Spring for the $450.
Okay.
That would be my first thing.
Like,
second thing would be absolutely leave Ruben at home. Because
dare you.
I know the whole point of Field of Dreams is like, hey, Dad, do you want to have a cat?
Dad, do you want to have a cat?
Here's
the thing. He doesn't like baseball.
That's not true.
Yes,
that's not
is.
True. Hold on. Excuse me. That's not true. That's not true. I just
seen it.
I just yesterday gave him some baseball cards, and he's like, oh, I could put this in my he was loving them, and he's like, I could put this in my Pokemon with my Pokemon cards. Like he's getting in via the cards. And then I showed, oh yeah, Ruben, I have these cards from when I was a kid. He's like, oh my God, these are cool. You know how often your kid says, these are cool?
Yeah.
Never. But he just said that, and he's had moments. He loves being a part of the team at the softball. Like,
has Ruben seen Field of Dreams?
That answer is no.
Okay.
But
he doesn't care about this game $450.
But that's going to end tonight. I am going to try and do a thing here. We're going to watch the movie tonight. The three of us are going to watch the movie tonight, and then I think we're all going to go on Thursday.
What if he hates the movie?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what if he hates the movie?
Who is my kid, Studs? You know,
it's a bad movie.
Oh, you shut your mouth.
Can we have Ruben on tomorrow to review Field of Dreams?
Oh, yes, please.
Ruben is legit pretty funny. He's got some quips and some one-liners. Like, he is legit pretty funny. I think we should do a Ruben movie review tomorrow.
I'm open to it for sure.
Or at least record it with him tonight after you're done
watching. I'll record it with him. I'll get his honest thoughts.
He's going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I do.
You guys are the worst people.
Moonlight Graham wasn't even very good.
He had one at bat.
And also, what's his face? The guy who just died, who played Shoeless Joe, wasn't even the right-handedness.
He didn't. Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they got that wrong.
Yeah, they got that wrong.
I was thinking of D.B. Sweeney.
It'd be the right-handed.
Here's the thing you're missing. I was thinking of D.B. Sweeney because he played him in Eight Men Out,
right,
the great John Sayles movie. Here's the thing. I like baseball. I don't know if you guys know this.
No, of course you do.
And it's in a cornfield. And I really do love that movie. I do. I don't care. I know it's corny. I don't care. I know that Terrence Mann is supposed to be J.D. Salinger or something like that. And I love the themes of it. It's about book burning. I also love the books and W.P. Kinsella and the Iowa Baseball Confederacy. Like, there is beautiful, beautiful stuff surrounding it, even if the movie itself has some slow parts that haven't aged well enough for the likes of you jackasses.
Save $1,000, watch the movie, and then watch the game on TV.
Well over $1,000.
I'm talking about just ticket prices alone.
Okay, yeah, because it's, over $1,000, gas, food,
yeah,
merchandise, time.
Speaks, you're forgetting this is Joe Biden's America. Those gas prices are through the roof.
Hey, coming down for a record 10 straight weeks. Have fun, buddy.
Texture says, we live just north of the Field of Dreams. Big score heads. We have extra rooms. So there I go. Found a place to stay.
There you go.
I'm in, sir.
Yeah, live with the
Never
texter.
Met you. I see your phone number. That's good enough for me. I will
live with the
bring
texter.
My family to your house.
So you're going
to
spend $450 on your son who does or does not like baseball and hasn't seen Field of Dreams and may or may not fall asleep.
Hey, man, here's the thing. I'm about building memories.
Yes, I'm with you.
And this, there's no way that this won't be memorable for he and I for the rest of his life and our life.
Oh, I think, listen, I'm all about father-son. You hear how I talk about things that I did with my dad and trips and all that. The difference that I see.
And then Danny puts his kid down on a tarp.
Well, no, the difference that I see is that, like, he took me to the All-Star game in Cleveland. I was a huge NBA fan. Like, if Ruben was a huge baseball fan or a huge Cubs fan or a huge Field of Dreams fan, make it $4,500. Right. Then I think you do it. I fear him not giving a crap.
Well, here,
and then
here's the thing.
You being very upset. That is my fear.
If he likes the movie tonight, which I suspect that he actually will, because he likes movies, he likes stuff, and he's 10. So he will watch it and like it. Then he will feel like he's living inside the movie on Thursday. And what an incredibly memorable experience that
would
be
amazing.
Will be
for
a 10-year-old boy.
Alternative.
Yeah.
Next softball game you guys come out to, I'll go out to a friend's farm, grab some corn stalks,
there we go.
Put them out in the outfield. We can have Ruben go frolic in the cornfields at Mozart Park on Avers in West Logan.
Shane's willing to do that for $45 instead of $450.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Might be a little bit more than that.
Even if I don't, if I choose not to bring Ruben, I'm definitely not going to leave him with you, Shane. I mean, I love you. I enjoy you, but leaving him with you seems like a risk.
You guys keep saying that, and I've shown nothing but trust in taking care of your children.
Have fun, buddy. I think it is officially time to retire a very popular criticism of your game. That's right. I'm defending your game of baseball before Mark Rohde at 5 o'clock on the score.